Merry Christmas, Detroit.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. No more Secret Santa from the White House. This morning, it finally announced a bailout package for the automakers. $17.4 billion in loans to GM and Chrysler. They can have the money right now, and it's coming from the fund designed for financial companies, the $700 billion. Here's President Bush a short time ago.
By giving the auto companies a chance to restructure, we will shield the American people from a harsh economic blow at a vulnerable time.
We're joined now by Marketplace's Alisa Roth in New York. She's been following this story all along. Alisa, what are the strings attached?
The first thing is that the carmakers are to ask for concessions from everybody. So we're talking about debt holders, we're talking about suppliers, we're talking about workers. It sounds like the carmakers are going to have to reduce wages and benefits so that they match up with the foreign carmakers, the Toyotas and Hondas and so on, who are working here in North America. The other thing is that the executives are going to have to give up perks, including those infamous corporate jets that they flew to Washington before Thanksgiving.
And how long do the carmakers have to get their act together?
They have until the end of March, so 3 months basically, to come up with viable plans to become profitable and sustainable companies. That doesn't mean that they have to have those plans in place. They just have to have plans that make sense for how they're going to get there. Which brings us to what happens if they can't come up with reasonable plans. In that case, they have to give the money back and they're going to have to declare bankruptcy. That's the only other option.
Okay. Alisa Roth in New York. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Further proof of fallout in the car business. This morning, CarMax said it swung to a $22 million loss last quarter. And Toyota could announce on Monday major losses for the first time in 70 years. I wouldn't say Wall Street is celebrating the bailout, more like relieved. The Dow is up 51 points so far, about 0.5% to 86.56. The NASDAQ has climbed 18. That's more than 1%, though. And the S&P 500 is up 5. In Asia today, the markets closed lower, 1 to 2%. European shares are down 1 to 2% so far. Doesn't it seem like something's missing this holiday season? Besides cash in our stockings and stocks, where is the hot toy everybody has to have? Here's Rico Galliano.
The holiday hit of 2006, the giggling TMX Elmo doll, sales of which made the toy industry shout,
"Again, again!"
But an Elmo-sized hit is actually rare, says industry analyst Robert Gottlieb.
It's not as bad as Halley's Comet, but it's close.
And in a recession year like this one, Gottlieb says, it's pretty apparent why the hit toy Comet hasn't come around.
When you're really thinking about how to spend your money, you're really far less vulnerable to fads and excitement.
Bad news for the industry, Gottlieb says, since in his experience, one hit toy can drive up sales for everyone. On the other hand, affordable, long-lasting classics like Play-Doh are doing well this year. And according to Renee Rice of the Toy Industry Association, sales are still strong compared to, almost any other industry.
Even in a poor economy, even in past recessions, toys have always been a category that have held their own.
And if parents have to put up with a little less of this, well, is that really so bad? I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
Another stocking stuffer. The price of oil fell to $34 a barrel this morning. Last time it was that low, 5 years ago. And then in late 2003, gas prices were about $1.30. OPEC did cut production this week, but as one analyst put it, the market threw a shoe at OPEC.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
Every December, a Danish bank makes outrageous predictions for the coming year. It's supposed to be thought-provoking, not necessarily accurate. But last year, the bank said the S&P 500 would fall 25%, and it's down 40. They said oil would go to $175 a barrel, and it hit $147. They also said Ron Paul would be elected president. But the list for 2009 is out, and we're joined by Saxo Bank's chief economist David Carsbol in Copenhagen. David, let's start with your prediction. This time, the S&P 500 will fall another 40% in 2009. That's pretty steep.
Well, we believe that the earnings will drop massively from here. The unemployment is increasing rapidly. A lot of companies are beginning to fail. They simply have too much debt. The debt is simply too big of a problem. I mean, now everybody has to focus on servicing the debt, paying it off, and that means that there will be basically no consumption going on.
Now, one of the predictions that surprised me a bit was what you said about China, that its growth will go to 0%. It's, what, 8, 10% now?
Yeah. I don't think the Chinese authorities will, at any point will come out and say GDP growth was 0%. They will make up figures. There's no doubt about that. But at least we will probably see indicators telling us that growth was de facto 0%. The whole miracle of the Chinese economy was really based on the U.S. Consumers going into debt, buying cheap stuff from China,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have any plan B.
All right, let's do one more. You really think that Italy could drop the euro in 2009?
It could happen. Italy has a lousy economy. At the same time, Berlusconi has been saying that he's not too fond of it. He is threatening to leave the euro. He's been doing that before. I don't think chances are very high. I'm just saying that we need to think about what would actually happen to the euro. It will be sure to have a major impact on the euro.
So, David, do you have any good prediction for next year?
Unfortunately, we were also relatively right last year. We were really bearish on the economy. But I think on the positive side, I think it cannot get much worse than what we're seeing here. In 2009 will be some sort of turning point. Mm-hmm. Not that we're tremendously bullish after that. If we actually see 500 in S&P 500, I think that will be a good buying opportunity. Not that we think that we'll see 1,000 a year afterwards, but I think stock markets will only gradually begin to recover after that.
David Carsbol in Copenhagen from Saxo Bank. Share your opinions with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.